Hallelujah. Bishop, thank you so much for coming to our conference. Oh, we are not clapping for Bishop. When you grow small, you understand that when your headmaster comes to your engagement, it's not the same as when your father comes for your engagement. The presence of your father at your engagement validates that you are doing something right. Hey, I'm not supposed to go here. Bishop, God bless you so much. For me, the highlight of our conference is you coming to pray for us. And I'm so much blessed. I still have last year's prayers in my archives. Amen. And anytime I listen to it, it actually encourages me. Amen. Because there are times that you ask whether you are doing the right thing or not. Yes. And I've seen that your prayers have really sent us far. Amen. Bishop, God bless you so much. Last year, I came back to see him. I got to a certain junction of my life where it was difficult for me what to do. And I came to see Bishop. I don't know whether it was a Monday or Wednesday or one of these days. It's a weekday. So he said, I was also at that junction before. Then I asked him, so what should I do? Then he said, well, do this. And it's okay. Hallelujah. It's just okay. Amen. So God bless you so much, Bishop, for coming and opening your house for us. Many churches don't have it as we have it. I'm telling you, there are churches under trees. There are churches where the children meet under trees. I'm telling you. And there are churches where nobody cares about the children. You see, it's because of what you have. You don't think, hey, those going now, what does it mean? So Bishop has actually opened his bedroom for us that we can come in and have a fellowship. Amen. Bishop, we are grateful. We are grateful for allowing us to use your ultra-modern, cosmopolitan, state-of-the-art, futuristic, multifaceted, multi-purpose. Bishop, so you are helping me. And avant-garde, and air condition. We are not feeling the air condition. Our offering is small. You see, I'm saying when you come, give offering. Give me envelope. I will share envelope. Tomorrow evening, how many of you want AC? Tomorrow when we are having the final session, how many of you want AC? So I will share envelope for you. Bring Gangantua money. Eh? At least so that we can buy credit. Then they can let us use the AC. Bishop, God bless you so much. Bishop Aso is also in the building. Put your hands together for Bishop Aso. And Bishop Kobe is also in the building. Hallelujah. What a blessing. And all the teachers who helped. You see, what you are seeing, to those of you watching us online, what you are seeing, it takes a lot of work and effort. You answer, maybe you are there, so this one will do some. It's not like that. It takes a lot of effort, planning, money, permission, can we do this, can we not do this, and a whole lot. But God will help you with all, God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord again. So I told you that in this conference, our mission is two. To go deeper and to do what? More. To go deeper and do what? More. To do more. And I'm saying that this topic is actually for you. Don't wait till you become a bishop. When you become a bishop, before we even make you a bishop, we assume you know what to do. And don't wait to become a pastor before you decide to go deeper and do more. I've seen purple. Which people are wearing purple? Boche minus 1,000. No, Boche minus 1,000. I've seen your people walking around. Anybody walking around will subtract from your branch. Everybody is going deeper everywhere except church. When we come to church, people don't go deep. When we get to church, it's only in church that things don't work. It's only in church. It's only in church. Your school, you are able to do fantastic things. Some of you, the opening ceremony we did, you can join, though. But your mother said, don't join. So, look at you. But you are changing in Jesus' name. Oh, you are going deeper in Jesus' name. Yeah. Your safety is in how deep you are. Your safety. When the wind blows, the trees that easily get uprooted are the shallow ones. May you never be shallow in your Christian life. So in the second session, I mentioned about few things that you must be deep in. What's the first one? Hey! Deep in what? Deep in your quiet time. Some of you don't have Bible. As I speak, you don't have Bible. Yeah. Bishop, I went to do a conference in one of our churches. There were over 300 children sitting down. When I asked how many of them had Bible, only 15 of them. That's about 5%. And over 90 of them had mobile phones. Yes, a UD church. So you don't even have Bible to... The only Bible you have is your mother's engagement Bible. That the words are very, very small. That your mother herself doesn't read it. The one they used to marry her, she doesn't even read it. Engagement Bible doesn't save anybody's life. So your quiet time. Your quiet time. Don't grow up and join pastors who don't have quiet time. What's the second one? Go deeper in what? Deeper in song. I gave you a scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. Please, 30 verse what? 31 verse 19. Please show us that scripture. Deep in songs. Deep in songs. Prophet has given us a lot of songs. Most of you cannot, you don't know those songs. You only know songs of people whose hair are like corned beef. Rasta. Those are the songs you know. Oh, who is helping me with the scripture? Deuteronomy 31 verse 19. He said, write this song and put it in the mouth of the children. Self-teachers listening to me, teach the children songs. Teach them songs. Song, teaching them song is part of the service. They will never know the songs by osmosis. Oh, I can't get the scripture. I should look for a way to... The people in the control, the $100 I said I'll give you, it has reduced. So. May you know songs. You are quiet. Is it that Bishop he says, so you are shy or? I said, may you know songs. May you go deep in songs. Deep, very deep. Deep spiritual songs. Spiritual songs. Songs that create atmosphere. No songs that when you hear them, you feel like watching pornography and feel like having sex. There's these coos that they usually sing late afternoon. What is hygiene? No, I'm not talking about hygiene. I said, give me Deuteronomy 31 verse 19. You are asking what is hygiene? Hallelujah. You must deliberately know songs. As you are here, you know all the artists. You know all of them. You know Shatawale. You know Stoneboy. You know Sinaso. You know Mr. Drew. You know Kiddy. You know who? Black Sheriff, Black Onye. You know all of them. You know Sir Akodie. NBK, who is he? Yes, yes. Now therefore, write ye this song for you and teach it the children of Israel and put it in their mouth. There's a lot of movement there. That this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. We must literally put the songs in your mouth. You open your mouth, hold your nose, two people hold your hands and legs and pour the song inside. Yeah. As for the worldly music, nobody teaches you, but you know. Or if the song comes out, no, you know. They just have to play it twice. The beer bar behind your house, they have to play it twice. Then you get it. What's the next one? Go deeper in what? Attending what? Camps and what? Conferences. This church. this church. Clap for Bishop Dakiwood Mills. Clap for Bishop Dakiwood Mills. Yeah. Bishop, listen. Bishop Dak has created an atmosphere for us. Yeah. Bishop Dakiwood Mills is like an archipelago. Do you know an archipelago? Which schools do you attend? What is an archipelago? Who has a dictionary there? Please, media team, scriptures, you can't give me, and you are coming to give me. Can you even spell an archipelago? An archipelago is a water body surrounded by a number of islands. Who said yes? After I've said the thing, now you say yes. Camps. In this family, we attend camps. You should even know it before you become a pastor. In this family, we attend what? Camps. We go for camps. Who has never attended a camp before? You have never attended in this year. You have never attended a camp before. Next year, we'll have a camp. Hey, you are not happy. I said next year, we'll have a camp. We will carry all of you to Mampong for 3 days. When you come, pornography, you won't watch again. If you see the point, if they send you the link, you delete it. What's the next one? Go deeper in what? I can't hear you. Go deeper in what? Reading Christian books. Mention one book by prophet.
By
one book prophet has written.
Deuteronomy or Leviticus.
Sure. Bishop Dagwa, throw Deuteronomy.
You said prophet.
Yes, prophet. You don't know prophet. Bishop Dagwa, this is our prophet. So mention one book he wrote. Which council is this? Which council is Madina Estate? Which council is this? Ogojo, mention one book written by a prophet. She's not a UD member. You are a UD. Okay, so you are answering for your church.
How to become a strong Christian.
How to become a strong Christian. Clap for. HQ. HQ. Who is representing HQ? HQ, your bishop is here. I know, I will choose. Stand up. You stand up. Yes. Or you two, you are not in UD. You are in AR. UD. Mention one book written by a prophet.
How to pray.
Yes, how to pray. It's a correct title. Which church is this? Ashale Botre. Botre, which represents you? I will choose. Rap star, stand up. Yes.
How to be born again and avoid hell.
How to be born again and avoid hell. You to mention one.
Others.
Eh?
Others.
Others. Clap for him. Others. Others. Madam, you to mention one.
How to become a strong Christian.
How to become a strong Christian. Somebody has mentioned that. Yes.
How to be a born again Christian.
You are not serious. Yes.
Loyalty and disloyalty.
Loyalty and disloyalty. Stand up. Who is your pastor? Pastor Nanael. Loyalty and disloyalty. That book, if you don't have it, you are not a church member. That book, you must have it. Even K Church, you must have it. Loyalty and disloyalty. You to mention one book. Yes.
New believers.
Key fact for new believers. Yes.
How to be born again.
No, if somebody mentioned the book, don't mention it again. Yes.
Victory secret.
Clap for him. Hey. Yes.
The act of shepherding.
Act of shepherding. Yes.
Read your Bible, pray every day.
Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Yeah. Some of you are here. You don't have any book written by a prophet in your house. You don't. What's the next one? Hey, what's the next one? Go deeper and do more in what? In what? Listening to podcasts. Sit down. Listening to podcasts. There is something called podcast. Many of you have iPhones. You have phones, smartphones. You don't even have podcast on it. From today, we are listening to podcast. What's the next one? Go deeper and do more in what? memorizing scriptures. Look, people who preach and quote scriptures, they are a delight to listen to. You hear people preaching, Bible says, every day Bible says, but we don't know where the Bible is saying the thing. May you not become a pastor who is preaching, doesn't know where the scriptures are. You don't say amen. Yeah. And you cannot convince me that you cannot memorize scriptures because you know complex things. You know the 9 planets. You know the 20 elements. What else do you know? You know the periodic table. Look at these complex things we are mentioning. Loamy soil. You know loamy soil. You know photosynthesis. That long definition, you know it. But when we say books of the New Testament, it's a problem. If you like, dare me, I'll call somebody to mention the books of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. Books of the Old Testament. Books of the Old Testament. These are the things you must know. These are the things you must know. Not to know names of players of Manchester United. You know all the players and their birthdays. All the players in Manchester United, you know them, and you even know the names of their girlfriends. When we say memorize scriptures, it looks like blood transfusion. It's like we are suffocating, you are about to die. But you are changing and you are going deeper in Jesus' name. Oh, I said you are going deeper in Jesus' name. What's the next one? Go deeper and do more in what? Watching preaching videos. Everybody say watching preaching videos. It is not above you. It is not above you. You see, some of you don't have good examples at home. Your father, who is a bus center leader, he doesn't listen to messages. Your father, who is a bus center, who is even a pastor, he doesn't listen to messages. The one you listen to is not being done. What of the one you sit down to watch? But you watch other things. I know you, all of you here are on TikTok. You are on TikTok. And below 18, you can't. But you are there. But you've been watching. Yeah. Some of you have been watching other things. Everybody say other things. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know them. You know them. What scripture did we quote, Kra? Ezekiel 23. How many of you enjoyed that passage? It's about prostitution, pornography, masturbation, and fornication. But God is changing you in Jesus' name. You are going deeper in the things of God. Yeah. By the time we are making you a pastor, you are strong. By the time we are making you a pastor, and then before we make you a reverend minister, And I was telling you in the second session that a lot of pastors cannot preach. A lot of even lady pastors. As for the lady pastors, they are interested in the yellow. The yellow, they like the yellow. Their fascinator is like a satellite dish. Big like this. Meanwhile, when you give them microphone, they can't preach. Yeah. We are looking for young girls who can stand on their feet and preach, and people will give their lives to Christ. How will you learn how to preach if you don't watch how it is done? These people are which people? Those in yellow. But you came to dance right now and you are holding balloons. minus 15. So talk to him. Advise your contestant. Next one. Go deeper in what? Learning musical instruments. Everybody here should learn at least one musical instrument. If you can play the piano, stand up. If you can play the piano, come to me in the front. Those who can, if you can play piano, come. Come. You can confuse us. Come. If you can play the piano, come. As you are coming, be sure of yourself. Because we have a lot here. I can ask you to sit down and do something right now. If you can play, you can play piano. I'm not saying you are now learning. Oh, yes. Some of you are just coming. You don't know what I'll tell you to do. If you can play the drum, come this way. You can play drums. If you can play drums. Chama, boss. What can you play? What can you play? So why are you here? Go and sit down. You, what can you play? Drums, go and sit down. Allow him. Go and sit down. Go and take the sticks. Show us something. Clap. You see, we've started giving you fans before you are taking the tino. Which song are you playing? So let's sing. Bring a song. Are you ready?
Aye, Ire. Aye, Ire.
Are you in UD? Are you a member of this house? Are you okay?
I'm trading my sorrow.
Let's go.
I'm trading my shame.
Allow him, he's
not gonna play. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness.
It's okay. Chama, come. Thank you very much. Now, I'm not saying if you want to learn. I say if you can play. Look at the number here and look at the people who can play. Look at the number here and see the people who can play and the people who cannot play. You can't play. Some of you sitting down, you can't dance, you can't play the instrument, you can't sing, you can't do anything. Even clap, you cannot clap. You say you can play what? Piano. Go and sit down. Please. Feature him. Charlie, when they are clapping for you, it looks like you can do something. Sit down. Hey, these are motivational speakers. They can clap for you and you get confused. What song is she playing? She's playing what? The national anthem. Mommy, C flat, what? C flat. So what song are you playing? Any song, play, let's go. You see in church, you are lying.
I can play it.
No, but why are you telling me he can play? I will determine who can play or who cannot play. Are you now teaching her? It's okay. Stand up and come. Some of you can play your mind, but like physically, you can't play. It's okay. Everybody sit down. Devote yourselves, okay, to learn. When we close here, don't be in a hurry to run away. The two of you come and kneel down. The two of you come and kneel down here and lift up your hands. Come, stand up. You two stand up. Stand up here. Come and kneel down here quickly. Follow him. You are fighting in church. Go and kneel down. Go and kneel down here. Kneel down here and lift up here and worship the cross. Kneel down here. Thank you, Jesus. Before I prophesy. Kneel down here. Kneel down and face the cross. Kneel down. What What's the next one? Go deeper in what? In fasting. In fasting. Even when I said they should kneel down, they didn't say they beg. So, Pastor, I beg. You beg. You are sorry. You are not sorry. You don't look like you are sorry. Pastor, I should be crying, like I should see tears to show that you are very remorseful about your action. Apologize to the whole church. Apologize to the whole church.
Sorry.
Ha! You are not serious with the apology. Kneel down.
Sorry, I'll never do it again.
Oh, I'm not feeling. Apology has touched your heart. Oh, I feel touched. Stand up. Are you there? Odeshi, you apologize. Eh, come and say you are sorry.
I'm sorry.
Hey. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling that this apology is not. Pastor Nella, shoot her. Shoot her. Apologize. Apologize to the whole church and to God.
I'm sorry for doing that.
Doing what? Hey, this church, we don't chew gum. Go and throw it away and come and apologize. Your sins are a lot. I see you going deeper in Jesus' name. I see you going deeper in Jesus' name. Matthew 13 and verse 3. Matthew 13 verse 3. I have another surprise for you. How many of you want to know the surprise? A terrible surprise. So I want you to be attentive. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 3. And he spake many things unto them in parables. Sit down. Sit down. Hey, take the food out. Take the food out. Here is not a canteen. You have brought that lifestyle from which church? Ubojo. Where? Which church is this? This one is what? Blue is what? Madina, I say, you've seen Trotro, so now you've brought takeaway into the church. Hey. Madina, for Muhaji, you. La Paz, you've brought in this thing. Say, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Next one, please. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. Earth means soil. Do you know what are the three types of soil? Loamy soil, sandy soil, and clay soil. AE11 is which one? Loamy soil. No, it's sandy soil. AE11 is what? Sandy soil. Jollof with a lot of water is called what? Clay soil. Because they had no depthness of earth. Next one. The one that your $100 has now reduced to $10. How much is $10? 150 CDs. No problem. I'll pay you that one. They were scorched, and because there are no roots, they withered away. Verse 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. Many of you, many things are choking you. A lot of things are choking you. Precious from friends, they are choking you. Your friends don't want you to come to church. Many things are choking you. So because of that, you don't have time to grow deep. You are trying to be spiritual, but it's not working. You are trying. Anytime you go to school, your friends at school, they'll pollute you. Yeah. The movies you watch, they pollute you. The movies. When your parents are asleep, you secretly go to the hall and watch a certain movie. Some of you, the books you read, they are the books that are choking you and they are not making you grow, and your roots are not deep. But this conference is changing you. You are not even excited. I said this conference is changing you. You will be deep. You will be very deep. Because people are deep in other things. So. People are deep in other things. Yeah. I went to preach in one of our churches about 3 months ago at Takwa, Macarius Takwa. As I sat on the when I got to Takra and I took Takwa bus, then a certain man came. Then he said, he greeted all of us. Then the man started explaining. He said he was selling a certain drug. Oh, who is not helping me with the sound? He started selling a certain drug. Then he was explaining, talking about nutrition, talking about food that must not be eaten, and the whole lot. Hey, the man was speaking with passion. He spoke, then he mentioned a certain food. And I said, you are lying, this food. It doesn't matter what you say, I'll eat. I'll eat it. How do you convince me that pork is not good? Ha! He spoke, I said, oh, pork. I said, oh, this one, dear, you are lying. You are lying. You are lying. But the man spoke with passion. You could see that I am a human nutritionist. So when he was talking, I understood what he was saying. I mean, he spoke with passion. Passion. Hey, before the man alighted, all the medicine, he sold all. People were asking him for his telephone number. And I said, hey, I should get to that point where I'll finish preaching and people will ask me of my telephone number. If you have not gotten to that point, it means that you are not doing what you are doing with passion. Some of you are even shy to preach in your class. This is your class with 42 people. You can't preach inside. Yeah, because the ICT teacher is your boyfriend, so you can't even easily preach. You are crashing on the headmaster, so because of that, you cannot easily preach. Can't preach. Choke them. May nothing choke you. I say, may nothing choke you. I say, may nothing choke you. Yeah. May you be on fire. People are deep in football. Hey, when we start talking about football right now, they can give you the. Hey, one of the matches I was listening to the commentary. Hey, I see that the commentators said they are deep. Oh. They can put a player there, tell us the last time he scored, where he scored from, how many meters, which team he scored against, the last transfer. They have the facts. Our Ghana people that they are in hurry to score a goal and dance. No? They are not serious. Verse 8. But other seed fell into a good ground. You are falling into a good ground. Yeah. I say you are falling into a good ground. Yeah. This place is a good ground. It's a chairman, sit down. Sit down. I have time. Half of the time I will use to preach is for correcting misbehaviors. So me, I understand. Good ground. Good ground. And when you fall into the good ground, your roots will be deep. I want you to be young people who are deep. You are deep in the scriptures. Very deep. Yes. Number one, go deeper by having deep roots. Deep roots. Everybody say deep roots. Your roots must be deep. If you say, listen, if you say you are a Christian, your roots, okay? Everybody has a spiritual root. Hey. Everybody has a spiritual root. And that root must be deep. You are too shallow. You are too shallow. Hey, it takes a long time to be deep, oh. You cannot be a fetish priest. They will arrest you, bring you back the following day and tell us you are an evangelist. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You cannot develop your roots tomorrow morning. We cannot plant you today and then you say you have added evangelist to your name. It doesn't work that way. If you are a fetish priest, you go to prison, you come back, the next morning, you are evangelist. Then me, as I'm standing here, I'm deputy God. Because I've been here for a long time. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. You were a fetish priest. They sent you to prison. You came back the following day, you are evangelist. You have done church. And you are ordaining pastors. Hey, I'm a boy. Yeah. It takes a long time. It takes, that is why this particular subject is for you. It takes a long time. You see, Celebrations have a way of making you feel very comfortable. See, people sell. Look, anytime you feel you have achieved something, throw it behind you. Yeah. Last time I was talking to one pastor, I told him that I said, why is that sometimes when they appoint you as a pastor, that is when you slow down. You come. What class are you in? Eh?
Class 5.
What term is the, which term are we in? We are in third term. So next term you go to class 6. How many of you agree that if this guy goes to classes in September, he doesn't know anything in classes? He's now coming to learn the things in class 6. It's the same way when we make you a pastor. You don't know what it means to be a pastor. You are now coming to learn the things, what it means to be a pastor. But rather, when they ordain people to become reverends, then they have, it's like the reverend title now makes you relax. It takes a long time. It will take you years. It will take you years to learn how to cook. Otherwise, if we allow you to marry at this age and your husband says, prepare tea for him, you will do tea and he will get cancer out of it. Takes a long time. You don't understand. Cooking is an integral part of marriage. Nobody will tell you this. You can't be ordering food. Oh, let's eat outside. At a point, you want to drink granola soup. It takes years. It takes years of scripture memorization. It takes years of listening to messages to develop deep roots. Hey, Asantua, sit down. Everybody say deep roots. Yeah. Many of you don't want to develop. You don't want to develop. There is a problem. If after 5 years we are still wearing you pampers, there's a problem. If after 5 years you are still wearing pampers because we are afraid you poo-poo on yourself, there's a problem with you. Oh, there's a problem. My son is 2 years. He doesn't wear pampers again. He doesn't wear pampers. You, 5 years, you still wear pampers. Your mother is afraid that you poo-poo on yourself. It takes years to develop roots. Some of the trees you see, and they are 100 years old. Was it recently they said a certain guy went to cut some tree in Kumasi and they arrested? They said the tree has been there for 150 years or something like that. And as he has cut down the tree, the gods are not happy and the gods have arrested him. Africa, there we see tree, no, we cut. We see tree, no, we see firewood. We see tree, no, we see firewood. I'm sure he was going to use it for charcoal. And they caught him. Yeah. It will take you years of preaching to become a better preacher. There are people, when they start preaching, you sleep. It takes years. Everybody say years. To develop roots. The same way. Look, be afraid of things that are fast. Yeah. Hey, those of you who like Indomie. That is why fufu and light soup is a balanced diet than Indomie. It takes a lot of effort to prepare fufu and light soup. Go to the market, buy Amada and Duade. Come and cut. You are afraid to cut your hand. Wash it, put it on fire. Now you are looking for somebody to pound the thing. Recently, a certain guy, he did a research on fufu in Ashanti region, and he said that fufu gives diabetes. I said, if you are doing such a research, how do you do that in Kumasi? If you want to say fufu gives diabetes, how do you say that one in Kumasi? Kumasi, that is our main meal. And you are saying it gives diabetes. That guy, I'm not sure he'll graduate. How do you come and say that in Greater Accra? Who accept it? Kumasi. Ha. But Indomie, I'm not know Indomie. Sometime ago, a certain Indomie came. You just pour hot water on it, now then. Is it still there? You pour hot water. It's called what? Noodles. What? Warm it. Mutumobo, teach me the thing. I don't know the thing. Raw meal. It's okay. I don't want to learn. I'm not sure it's a good thing. I'm struggling to know it. It's not a good thing. Yeah. And you eat that thing. I see you going deeper. Oh, I said, I see you going deeper. We will be confident. One day. We went for Shonko. I heard this story after. And Bishop Oko, it was a break time. So we're with Bishop. No, I was not with him. Some people were with him. And it was a session. So then we gathered. And then he asked the people he was with that, who is with the children? And the people answered that, Pastor Ike is with the children. Then he said, do you understand? Some of you, if your mother asks who is in the kitchen and they mention your name, your mother has to rush to the kitchen. Because we are not sure. If we get visitors and say, who is preparing the rice? So it's Ernestina. Your mother, speed! Because we cannot trust your rice. No. Hey. Don't. You see, sometimes you overhear your mother. Hey, don't put anything there till I come. Don't add anything to the stew till I come. But there are some other siblings. When they are there, your mother is comfortable. Yes. It's because we trust the meal the person is preparing. One day, we will have to trust a whole branch and the whole church into your hands. Can we say that what you are preaching in Ogbojo, we are like when we mention your name, as I'm here, I'm not sure that if they ask that who is having the conference with their children, they say Rebecca, he say, stop him. May we have confidence in you. Oh, I said, may we have confidence in you. When we send you to a country, Senegal, and we say you are the missionary in Senegal, we should be able to say, oh, what's your name? Anne. Episcopal Sister Anne is in Senegal. Our heart has toyemu. Remember I told you about the engagement that I was called to go and officiate? Yeah. When I got there, I don't know the bride, I don't know the groom, I don't know anybody at the engagement except one guy. When I got there, I told him that Bishop Darkwood Mills has sent me here. Hey! Bishop Dark has sent me here. I said, Bishop Darkwood Mills has sent me here to represent him, to officiate this engagement. The people were clapping. You see, the name you mentioned carries weight. When I finish doing the engagement, you see, oh, please, cool, so that I'll look like T.D. Jakes. So that T.D. Jakes, I'll be preaching. That you don't play some. Like the American one. Well, I should change my accent. Oh, try for me, okay? American people are watching us. At least they should feel that the local thing is not too local. So listen, when I was done, you see, engagement, they said they should advise the people. Some people from the bride side who advise groom side. When they finish, a certain man stood up and he said that, you, pastor, which church do you attend? I said, Lighthouse. He said, you to advise the couple. Hey, I've never seen it done before. Pastor is not supposed to advise couple. That part is family people. When I stood up, I took the mic. I told them, bride and groom, marriage is full of nonsense. Then I saw that the man was nodding his head. It means I spoke sense. I said, it's full of nonsense. When I finished, the man asked me, you said, who sent you here? I said, Bishop Darkwood Mills. He said, you are wise. You, can we send you to go and do something? Can we send you? Next one. Go deeper by giving yourself wholly. I'm closing with that one. I have a birthday party to officiate. I'm coming to officiate a birthday party here right now. You see it. Listen. I'm a reverend minister. Do you understand? The thing, by the time you grow up and you're about to do your wedding, you are no more in my church. You two, you are not dying now for me to come and bury you. So the clerical, where will I wear it to? I only wear it to officiate birthday parties. Ever say, give yourself holy. Yeah. One of the advantages of pastoring children, I'll tell you, don't tell the adults. Don't tell the adults. Will you tell them? No. Don't tell your parents. Too. Don't tell your parents. Now, there's just one difference between pastoring adults and pastoring children. Otherwise, everything is the same. The way you are sitting here, you don't have Bibles. Tomorrow morning is the same way your parents will come and sit here, don't bring Bibles. The way you don't give offering and tithe, the same way your parents will come and sit here, don't give offering and tithe. But there's one difference. The only difference is that when you pastor children, they give themselves wholly. They give their heart. The adult, tomorrow morning when they come, some of them are coming because they are bored at home. Some of them are coming because they saw a new dress. Some of them are see. Some of them are coming because they are looking for beloved. Those who are looking for beloved, they are the people that when they mention 200 Ghana cedis, see that the hill is doing close. See that? They walk and come. But even as young as you are, it's difficult for you to give your heart totally to God. Yeah. Most of you, half of your heart is for a certain boy. A certain boy has been texting you. Yeah. I said a certain boy has been texting you. Text you. Some of you, it's not a boy, it's your class teacher. I said, it's your, because when I got here, I heard Sir Kingsley. Sir Kingsley, he teaches mass in something international school. I don't want to mention the name of the school because we are on Facebook. Sir Kingsley. That Sir Kingsley is your boyfriend. He's your teacher, but it's your boyfriend. He's been texting you. Half of your heart is for Sir Kingsley. And you are giving half to God. Anything you don't do it with all your heart. When you grow small, you understand a statement called half education is poison. Half education is poison. I don't know whether you have eaten the granola soup that is not properly prepared before. Hey! One day, I had a friend called Sly. Now, this friend, he had a beloved. That time, I wasn't having beloved. We closed from church evening service, and he told me that, oh, okay, let's go to my beloved's house so that we'll go and eat. And I followed him. Bachelor life, there anything you eat. Bible said that to the hungry, so every bitter thing is sweet. So when we got there, the beloved said that, oh, she didn't cook. Oh, said she just did some granola soup. So if we can get kenke, we will use it to buttress. Oh, as we are hungry there, so we went out to buy the kenke. When we finished eating, my friend Sly, he lifted the bowl. Then he drank the soup. Then he said, Ike, you to drink. Then I also lifted and I drank. It came to pass that we went to our homes. The following day, 4 o'clock, I woke up. As I was praying, Marobo, Sirian, Erebe, Kabra. Then I hear, Brrr. I said, it be nothing. Karaba, Siribo, Sorobo, Siria. But then I hear, Brrr. I said, oh, make I go washroom, come. So I went to washroom about 4 times. Then I said I was going to work. When I sat in the car, when I got to La Paz, I was going to Texas. When I sat in the car, I got to La Paz. Then I hear, brrr. You see, that thing comes with a special sweat. You see, that like you, yeah, you see that. So I remember somebody said that if that thing is happening, you put saliva on your navel. So I put saliva. Hey, it's like the saliva has made the thing angry. That now, and what I didn't want at this point in the castle, mate, but your mercy will happen. Anytime somebody say mercy will happen, and I get angry with the person. Started cursing the person. I didn't cry. Now you are sitting in the car. You won't allow the car to move in. So I got to work. When I got to work, I went to do myself fine. When I sat there, I said, today, last, I will never eat granola soup outside. So I thought the story was ended. So when I closed work, one guy, so I should escort him to Newtown, yeah, it's called what? Accra Newtown. When we got to Accra Newtown, then I heard again, brah! Then I told my guy that I have to get a public toilet. So I went out looking for public. I couldn't get one. Then I saw a certain small girl. And I said that, do you have toilet around? As we were talking, some old lady came. Then he said, Papa, let me the towel. Then the girl said, Ofa neke towel kone bawa. So he was asking the little girl that, what is the man looking for? He said, oh, he's looking for a place to. Then the old lady started following him. Hey, imole, imole. Nyenike fe nyebanyaye, what you say? Imole. The old lady said she has caught me. We are the poor who have been defecating behind their house. I said, oh, I don't stay here. The woman was following me. So now they're sweating. So I saw a certain table. And I think the table, this orange sellers, you know. So I went there just to collect a small. As I then the orange seller came. He said, you call me. Make him become a teacher, but I'm a toddler. Oh, I said, oh, fine, Jack and toddler. I know if you're me. Just dantology. He said, if you look at small children, small, we wake up, then you get drunk. I said, what is happening to me? It's not drunkenness. So I told myself that I'm going to play the last game. Otherwise, what can come, can come. So I saw some nice girls. So I went to ask them, I beg you, please, if you have toilet in your house, allow me. I beg you. And all this, I was sweating. I said, I beg you. So when you walk small, then you have to stretch. I think when you stretch like that, you know, then the thing, stretch. There are about four girls. Then they were speaking English. No, we won't allow you. We won't allow you. I said, hey. I'm come to disgrace myself in my new town. Accra New Town? Never. Never. You see, and that when it happens to you, shyness is gone. It's like you just need something to relieve. Then as I was going, the girls called me back. Then they asked, what is your name? Oh, interview. I said, oh, I'm Emmanuel. Then he said, do you attend school at St. Antonyms? I said, yes. Then he said, do you know Emanuela, whose brother is Frederick? I said, yes. I said, all the answers is yes. Otherwise, don't allow him. I said, yes. Then they exchange loose. Then this answer, if he knows Emanuela, allow him to come in. So then I went inside. But when I got in, the thing cried. It's all like some wild, this shitty maybe. So when I finished, started cleaning my sweat, everything. I said, hey, girls, come here. I said, what's your name? He said, Jemima, what is your name? All of them mentioned. So I said, I want you to know that I don't attend St. Anthony's. And I don't know any Emanuela who has a brother called Frederick. Then they said, hey, you have lied to us. I said, Mufam away free. Toilet ka cry. Granola soup. Hey! There are some food you shouldn't eat outside. Number one, granola soup. Number two, salad. If you go for, let me teach you. If you go for weddings, three things you must notice and you shouldn't eat. Number one, when the food is there before you get there, don't eat. Number two, when you get there, they are now calling the caterer. Hey, Krofonu, am I ready? And they say, oh, they are coming there. When that food comes, don't eat. The caterer, she prepared the food in haste. Don't eat. It's not well cooked. Don't eat that food. And the one too that has been there for a long time, don't eat. It's cold. House flyers, people on it, don't eat. And then number three, salad. The salad, it doesn't matter. Any type of salad, don't eat. Outside, don't eat. Yeah. give yourself wholly. Say, I am giving myself wholly. Say, I am giving myself wholly. I am giving myself totally. 1 Timothy 4:15. I'm closing with that scripture. 1 Timothy 4:15. 1 Timothy 4:15. 1 Timothy 4:15. Hey, those doing the projector, meditate upon these things. Give thyself. You see, you think that this give thyself holy is just a conference which is for bishops and pastors. No, it's for you. Learn to give yourself. Yourself. Hey. So much movement at this other side. Yourself. Learn to give. Some of you have given yourselves partially. Partially. Anything you do partially, you never see the result. You go to school today, you won't go. Out of the five days that you are supposed to go to school, you go only twice. And you are expecting to pass BEC. Even those who go 5 out of 5, it's difficult for them to pass the BEC. You go 4. You use the remaining one to chase lizard and bola bed. Hey! Give yourself wholly, totally. Totally. Part of your life is for some worldly musician. Another part is for God. No! Give all your heart, yourself. Give yourself totally. Totally. It is the only way you will do well. Yeah. The difference between pastors are people who give themselves wholly and people who give themselves partially. Because you see, it is not also easy to give yourself wholly. Yeah. One day I went to preach in our church in Kumasi. And I was determined that Sunday I'll be in church. When I was going, I flew to Kumasi. And when I was coming, I was at the airport and I met one of our bishops. When he saw me, he said, "Reverend Ike," I said, "Bishop." He said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" I said, "Oh, I came to have a conference." He said, "With the children?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Ah, you took aeroplane to Kumasi to have conference and you're taking aeroplane back, children program?" I said, "Yes." And I said, "Bishop, you two, why are you here?" Yeah, the bishop is my friend. So I said, why are you here?" He said, "Oh, you know, ministry, I came for FINRA." I said, "You also took aeroplane to come and look at a dead body? And you are taking aeroplane back? Oh, then my own is better. Oh, cry. My own is better. Cry, 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 cry. Cry. Give your all. Give your best. It is only in church we don't give our best. Only in church. Look at your school graduation. Look at how you are massively involved in your school graduation. You are the one that even played the organ for them. But when you come here, you look like somebody who cannot play any key on the keyboard. School graduation. You are dancing. When you come here, you don't want to dance. Because you are shy of the girls. Shy of girls. You won't dance. Shy of girls. Oh, that shyness is leaving you in Jesus' name. Yeah. I said that shyness is leaving you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Me, I'm not shy. Oh, at all. Yeah. Yeah. This work that I'm doing, I will do it till the day that I'll be exiting. Yeah. When I was at Bishop Okoro's burial, as I saw the casket, I said, "Wow, this is somebody who did it to the last end." I pray for you. May you stay. May you give your best. May you give your first and your best. You see, don't go into the world. People break your heart. Life has become bizarre. You are now coming to lift up your hand that you are giving yourself to God. It doesn't work that way. Give your best. Give your youthfulness. You are very young, energetic. Give it out to God. Give everything you have to God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve teachers. Serve the Lord with gladness. Yeah. Sometimes the reason you don't go deep is because of comparison. You begin to compare yourself with one another. Oh, I'm doing better. Who told you are doing better? How do you know you are doing better? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. How do you know you are doing better? He said, they that compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. Are you not a pastor? Are you not a pastor in the UD? You are a pastor. You two are a safe pastor. You two are a safe pastor. I'm also a safe pastor. How many conferences have you done this year? Zero. So this is my fifth conference. From Koforidua, Takwa, about a few ones in Accra. Right now, I think that I've made it in life. Or I've made it. Till I was watching a pastor, one of our UD pastors, bishops. He said he has 7 services on the Sunday morning. Sunday has 7 services. And I said, hey, that thing, it doesn't look like we are anywhere. Yeah. Because you play drum and your friend doesn't play drum, you feel that you have made it. I started comparing yourself. So it's not making you go anywhere deeper. Yeah. Rather, unbelievers are going deeper than Christians. Unbelievers. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13. Unbelievers. Unbelievers are going worse and worse. Unbelievers. Give me that scripture. Let me see whether there's something good there. Second Timothy. Yeah. Evil men. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Those who started smoking, they started with cement paper. They smoke cement paper and they graduate till they start smoking Indian hemp. Those who, the drunkards started with coke and now they drink glue and paracetamol syrup. They mix it together. Yeah. Like that one, you have obtained PhD. If you can drink glue. Human being, you start drinking glue. Hey, you are a consultant. May the Lord deliver us. May we give ourselves. You are too cool in the church. You are too cool. Unbelievers are not shy. Hey, they can drink. Look, Akateshi, they can drink it and then they'll beat their chest. It's like it has entered into the intestines, like he's feeling it. Church, everybody is cool in church. Everybody is cool. I pray for you. May the Lord help you. May the Lord bless you. May God anoint you. May God cause you to go deeper and deeper. When we are looking for pastors who are deep, we should come to the safe church. We should get young people who are deep. When we bring a topic, when we sit on the table and we are talking about the second coming of Christ and we call the children, we should be able to speak and bring out scriptures. It's difficult. If you don't have your quiet time and you don't memorize scriptures, how will you know scriptures? But God is helping us. This conference is changing us. Oh, your amen is very... I said, this conference is changing us. Yeah. And children's pastors, listen to me. Don't waste the time of the children. How does a child come to you on the Sunday morning, spend 4 hours with you, and the child is leaving, and there's nothing in the child's head? We can't teach them songs. We don't even preach well. Just say, when the children come, they disturb till their parents come and pick them away. We used to have some of our churches that they showed the children video. They showed them bunny on the Sunday morning. K-Church, you are showing them bunny and the dinosaur. Sunday morning, you are teaching children, you are teaching them poems on the Sunday morning because you don't know what to preach. I see you going deep and deep. Amen. I said deep and deep. You must go deep, because you are the future of the church. this church, our fathers should not regret that they have left the church for us. Because the thing, it looks like it is spoiling, though. It looks like it's going down and down and it's retrogressing. But when it gets to our turn, it will never be the same. I said, when it gets to our turn, it will never spoil. It will never spoil in our hands. Yeah. When the baton is handed over to us, we shall keep it in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Holy Spirit, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Begin to pray for us. Lift up your hands and pray. May the Lord take you deeper. May God take you deeper.
Deeper than I've ever.
I see
been
an army of young people going deeper.
I just want to. We are going deeper. More.
We are going deeper. Karabasika baya. Yes. Go deeper.
Deep
and do more. Go deeper. And do more. Karibosia. Karaba. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands, everybody.
Deeper in.
Yes, we are going deeper.
Jesus, hold me.
I see your roots going deep and deep and deep.
Embrace.
I see you giving yourself holy.
Take me deeper.
Mando sekete lebe.
Deeper than
I've ever been. Mande
ko sekata baya. I
just wanna love you more. Yes.
How I long.
How I long. Father, we thank you. Sweet Holy Spirit, I pray for your children. Father, give us the grace to go deep. May we not retire too early. Give us the grace to do more. Father, we pray that in our time, the church will not collapse. We pray that in our time, our fathers will not regret that they've handed over the church to us. I pray that in our time, we shall not fall by the wayside. I pray for every child. May the spirit to go deep, may the hunger and the desire to go deep come upon us. Help us. Jesus, help us. Jesus, help us. Help your children. Help the young people. Father, may we not fall by the wayside. May we not fall on the stony ground. I pray. Let there be a desire. Draw us after you. Give us a strong desire. A strong desire. Lord, to go deep and deep and deep. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. So we have the last thing to do. I told you one more thing. We have a special birthday to officiate. Bishop. So, lovely, lovely diamonds. Beautiful. I can see some people are going home. Why are they going home? Their father has called. All right, so let's take a song from Lovely Diamonds. Please put your hands together and let's welcome Lovely Diamonds.